send me your location. Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else. Sometimes I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me, this is new to you. Initially, I didn't wanna fall, but you gather my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. To understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it.
Hey y'all.
Kinda got caught up in the song
here. Hey y'all.
Welcome to
Mary James. Hi NBK.
Podcast.
Ow.
Steph Keisha
here. TT's here on the ones and twos. Actually, that was really Steph Keisha on the ones and twos, but I thought it sounded good. Ooh! We've got edibles. We've got edibles. I'm really excited. Sorry.
I ate two of them already, but I left you.
Who cares? Oh, we fucked them shits up on the plane too.
Did you like they were?
Oh, it was great.
Good.
The other motherfucker was snoring next to me. Get the fuck up! What the fuck are you in my? What are you doing? He's
tired.
No, tire my ass. Them edibles knocked that nigga out. Anyways.
If y'all didn't know, TT was on vacation.
I posted a video. Did
vacation.
You see it?
Yes.
Did you see the one I posted on the Mary Jane page?
Mm-mm.
You did it. I was smoking and I was like, I'm on the beach smoking, da 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 da. And I was like, I ain't got no titties, that's Steph Keisha. But I'm here though. That's what I said.
You know what? She's crazy, guys. She is crazy. I have to tell you guys, you need to go on our page at To Mary Jane's High NBK podcast. You need to follow us there. We are on all networks.
Please don't say you need to.
You should.
I don't like when people tell me I
it
need
would
to
be
do
great
something.
If you would oblige us and go to our page
at please.
To Mary Jane's High NBK podcast. Follow, send us messages, like, let us know what you want to hear.
Subscribe
you like.
On YouTube. We're still trying to get to 100 subscribers.
Yes, guys. You know why? So we can get our customized URL.
Yes, the contest ends tomorrow. We've got a number of subscriptions. Thank you all who have participated. The lucky winners will be picked tomorrow. And like I said, you'll get the tickets to an upcoming free smoke event. And Bud Bundy is also sponsoring two free edibles. So I think we're going to pick two winners, but we'll figure it out and let you guys know tomorrow when the winners are announced. But for now, we'll get into this episode.
Hey, to Mary Jane's High and BK going into.
Can we do the hard stuff first? Let's do the strain of the week.
Guys, we are going into
yours. Can
the
you go
motherfucking
first?
Strain.
I'm going to roll it real
strain, fast. Strain of the week. Strain of the week.
Strain of the week. Ow, strain of the week. Ow. Bust it up. No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh, she got more energy than me. I can tell y'all that.
You already said. We already said before we started recording. She said everybody's going to be like, you need to do whatever TT did. Because she has more energy than you.
She sure does.
She's just in a mood, and that's fine. We'll get her out of the mood halfway through. It's fine.
Yeah, whatever. So,
we'll try.
Strain of the week. I came this week to you guys with a sativa strain. I came with a sativa strain, not for you this week. I decided to do it for me because I like to smoke before I go to work. And the job that I do now, I actually have to use my brain.
So you can't do it?
No.
Really?
I don't go to work high anymore.
Oh, hell
no. Not right now. I got too much work to do. I won't do shit. I'll sit there and be stuck. I deal with numbers and shit now. Mm-mm, can't be stuck dealing with numbers. Get the calculations wrong. Niggas calling me like, how this motherfucker.
You don't think it might make you focus more?
No, not indica.
Remember. But like after you get off the train, will it be halfway gone?
No, bitch.
Is that good?
It's hours.
Oh shit.
Sometimes the whole damn workday.
Oh, see, that's why I smoke my weed, cause Mm-hmm. See, at least you could get high, and then by the time you get there, you'd be like, okay, I'm relaxed. Mm-hmm. I got this shit.
I went to work halfway drunk today. That didn't work out. I had to do too much today.
You get for sure.
Y'all don't even understand what I went through being halfway drunk at work. I was so drunk.
Well, I mean, halfway drunk and trying to compose numbers and reports. How's that gonna work?
Girl, I put those files there to do tomorrow.
That's what she does. She deals with reports, numbers, strenuous and tedious work.
Yes, it's tedious.
And you have to really pay attention and do all that shit. So I don't know why she thought going in after a drink was a good idea, but hey.
I didn't have the drink before I went to work. I was drunk from the night before.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's
I was drinking tequila last night. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I was drinking at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, I didn't have to be up at 7.
Oh, no. Nope. Not gonna do it.
I did it. I went
I
woke up.
So I wouldn't have made it.
With the room, like, spinning. And I was like,
at least you made it to work then, shit.
I had to go. I had 2 lease signings today, so I had to go.
Okay, strain of the week.
Oh, God, guys. Anyway, I come to you with a sativa strain this week. It's called Island Sweet Skunk. You know why consumers enjoy it?
I like this.
They enjoy it for their energetic effects. To look at the words.
2 words. This bitch forgot.
You know, I like to tell you guys how it makes you feel. It makes you feel energetic, happy, uplifted, focused, euphoric. I already have those things. I just needed to be focused. And this strain allows me to do so doing that tedious fucking work. Medical-wise, because, you know, I want you guys to know that it's not only for recreational use. It can actually help you with pain, stress, depression, fatigue, and nausea. I always say nausea because, well, I don't say it, but a lot of these strains I pick because there are a lot of cancer patients out there on chemo. This will help ease the nausea and open their appetite. If they don't want to smoke it, they can extract the THC and bake it or cook it in their foods. The negative effects of this is what I've been complaining about to you guys is dry mouth. I'm sick of this fucking dry mouth, but to keep me focused, I'll deal with it. I'll just drink a bunch of water. You could become anxious, dizzy, paranoid. It's a very low level chance that you'll become paranoid, but it's there on the list. And of course, these fucking dry eyes. So that is Steph Keisha's strain of the week. Woo, woo, woo. Y'all feel that? And then this dog, I'm gonna put his ass in my face.
Oops. Say oops, oops. Okay, for my strain of the week, I'm actually doing a marijuana stock to buy. They're stocks, yes. Marijuana stocks,
yes.
That you can buy in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Invest your money.
Woo!
Excellent growth prospects should make these marijuana stocks winners in the new year. Here they are. Constellation Brands, Innovative Industrial Properties, Origin House, Kush Company Holdings, and Charlotte's Web Holdings. Wow. Constellation Brands is alcoholic beverage maker. Made big news. They will basically begin to pay off the New Year Canadian recreational marijuana market as they grow, especially with the anticipated financialization of regulations relating to cannabis-infused beverages.
Mm-hmm.
So you would invest in them because obviously the beverages that are cannabis-infused are, you know, really popular. They're going to be really booming this year, so you would invest in them because of that. I'm not going to give you the rest of these. I will simply post them. Origin House, though, is good. It's a California is the biggest legal marijuana market in the world. And Origin House is the biggest distributor of marijuana products in California.
The biggest one.
Hence, distributor of marijuana products.
Is it thick?
The stock. Did you say, what'd you say?
Is the stock thick?
Like a dick?
I didn't say it.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
I said, is the stock thick?
Nah, that bitch was talking about, is it thick like a dick? Y'all know she was. Don't try it. It wasn't me.
I apologize.
The stock jumped nearly 60% in 2018, while many marijuana stocks floundered.
Ooh.
They expect the rising tide in California to lift Origin House even more in 2019. You guys can go to our page to check out the other five great marijuana stocks to buy in 2019. We will be posting them. They will be all available on the page. So visit at Two Mary Janes, INBK podcast on Instagram. And we are moving on to the weed law of the week.
Why we had to go there?
Because those are the highest, hardest ones, and I want to knock them out now.
But mine is really, really short, good, guys. I like to revisit, like, old laws in other states. So, we're going to go to Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And out in Montana, they partake, and it is legal to partake in medical use of cannabis. I don't really know where I'm going up and down.
Not recreational either?
No, no recreational.
Mm.
Voters reapproved medical cannabis use as of November of 2016.
Reapproved.
Damn. Because they canceled that shit.
Because of that man? Or just in general?
This was before that man came in. Okay. Office.
You keep saying that. Are you trying to give him credit?
I'm just saying that he wasn't in office in 2016.
Okay, all right.
Was he in office?
Everything is his fault. Whatever. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No yawning on the podcast, bitch.
And that don't work.
Oh, drink some more water. Yeah, be yawning.
Shit.
Fuck. Wake your ass up.
A registered card holder in Montana who has named a provider on their card, you know, like they registered and they let them know this is who I'm going to be getting weed from. They can have up to four mature plants,
wow,
12 seedlings, and 1 ounce of usable marijuana.
Oh, so they can grow their own weed too, and it's legal.
No,
this is plants. What are the plants?
Oh, I guess.
If you could have four plants, that means you could have four marijuana plants.
Yes, yes. You heard them? I mean, that lady over there, CT? Yeah.
I'm clarifying. I need to know.
So in Montana, they partake in medical marijuana use. They do not have recreational use. It was reapproved to use medical cannabis as of November of 2016.
This bitch ain't fucking with y'all today. I just want y'all to know she here, but she is not here. She's like in and out. She's like, come here, and then she leave for a minute, and then she come back. Okay, podcast. Focus.
And if you have a medical card indicating you can use marijuana, you can have up to four mature plants, 12 seedlings, and 1 ounce of usable weed.
Okay, that's lit. So I love it.
That's Montana's weed law of the week.
Okay, I'm going to move over into New Jersey. I'm just going to read. Whoa, why? It's over here in our area.
I know, but it's too far.
But we can go right there. It's nothing.
Yes, it's far.
Over the last year, New Jersey elected officials have struggled to get on the same page when it comes to legal weed.
What?
That 100-day deadline was quickly kicked to various dates over the summer and the fall, all of which came to and went.
You're dying.
I wish this bitch would shut up. But with more states in the Northeast starting to look at the process of legalizing weed, let's take a look at the latest steps and setbacks in New Jersey.
Yes.
I'm mad that I read that.
Yes.
When is New Jersey going to legalize marijuana? Okay, I'm going to stop at the end of this.
Nuts.
Shut up! This bitch. This is all she want to do all the podcast. It just tell me to suck nuts. And she going to keep saying it the whole podcast. Salty nuts, by the way. After compromising on legislation to increase the minimum wage to $15 per hour.
Yep.
Governor Murphy's administration is back on the same page, or at least a similar one, with Senate President Stephen Sweeney. I don't like Sweeney. New Jersey people, yeah.
Okay, you did say that.
Uh-huh.
Sorry,
newfound collaboration has cannabis entrepreneurs and advocates hopeful that legal weed could be enacted before the spring. The governor, the Senate president, and the Assembly Speaker, in 100% agreement that we should end cannabis prohibition and establish an industry.
Yes.
And they're in 90% agreement on how to do it.
You hear that, New Jersey?
They feel confident that we're going to get this done in the few coming weeks. Murphy's administration is still at odds with Sweeney over the proposed tax rate for legal. And this is the whole fucking issue. This is why they never want to legalize it. Is because there's no how to monetize it. They don't know how to put the tax rate on it and all this shit. So, Murphy's administration is so at odds with Sweeney over the proposed tax rate for legal weed and control of the industry. That's my weed law of the week, you guys.
They could suck these nuts.
We are going to go to the app of the week. I'm really excited about mine. So I'm going to just get mine out of the way first. Yep. No, I'm sorry. The Instagram page of the week. Do you have one?
Oh, yeah. I have an Instagram.
That's okay. Okay. Mine is the Daily High Club. At Daily High Club. I'm not going to spell it for you because, well, I will because you don't know how high it's spelled. DailyHighClub. Daily High Club. So you know how like the makeup companies have and like the dog companies. What else?
The dog
company? Yeah, I'm going to tell you in a second what I'm talking about. They have those subscription boxes where like the makeup companies can subscribe or a beauty box you can subscribe and they'll send you different perfumes and conditioners and hair stuff every month. You just pay like a $20 fee and then they send you shit every month.
Yeah.
Okay. The Daily High Club is basically a box where they you sign up and then you there's a $20 box.
This sounds really
there's
good.
Yeah, so that's why you should shut the fuck up and
all
listen.
Dumbass bitch. Yes.
Anyways, they have different levels. The $20 is called El Primo. They give you basically you're a dummy. Leave me alone. Stop it. They give you like a little, what is this thing called?
It looks like a penis.
What is this called?
It looks like an eggplant.
But what is the thing that you smoke out of? What is that called?
It looks like a pipe.
Okay. It's like a pipe, but the thing where you put your finger and then you, what is that called? There's a word for it.
Isn't it called a pipe?
No. If that were the word, I would have stopped. No. When you put the weed in the bowl and you go like that, not the bowl, but what is it called? That thing where you put your finger and it goes. Anyways, she ain't no fucking help. Anyways, okay, so they give you one of those. They give you like five different or two different paper boxes. They give you some Platinum OG strain to try out. They give you this other little pin thing. Basically, it's a box where you can try out different rollers, different strains. Different smoke pipes and stuff like that. You subscribe to it monthly. Forget the fancy packaging and gimmicks. El Primo is about stuffing a massive box to the brim with awesome smoking supplies.
Stuffing it?
Awesome smoking supplies. Okay, so what's included in the $20 box? Eggplant dry pipe.
You're right, pipe.
Eggplant dry pipe. Kush cards, Valentine's Day cards. If I had this hand available, I would try to reach out to punch you in your face, but I'm holding the phone, so that's fine. Elements 1 1/4 whiting roll papers, clipper lighter, casher poker, stink sack crundum smell proof bag, and buddy's tube. So
they stuffed that box, people,
with a bunch of shit.
Full of it.
$20, $4.94 shipping. In the U.S., $11 if you're in Canada. If you're not in the U.S. or Canada, excuse me, it's $18. But y'all need to check out the page because I think it's pretty cool. You can subscribe fucking monthly. If you have 20 bucks, you're going to spend 20 bucks on a bag anyway. So you can subscribe, try the shit out, and see what you get for like 3 months. I think I'm going to try it out. I'll see what I get for 3 months and review. We will review it on the page. Me and Steph Keisha are going to go half on the subscription I've just decided for 3 months. And then we'll review it and tell you guys what we think about it. Passing it over to Steph Keisha for her Instagram page of the week.
Steph Keisha here.
She's so pissed.
So, my Instagram page of the week is at Smacked Snacks. That is... SMACC as in cat, ED as in David, snacks, SNAX.
Oh, okay.
At Smacked Snacks. You guys got to get the name. I mean, come on. You're definitely going to get some snacks where you're smacked. However, he is information only. However, he may be able to direct you, he or she, because I'm not sure if it's a man or a woman. They may direct you in the area where you can get pre-roll, CBD oil, edibles. You know what I realize? They, whomever, sells a pack of 10 cookies. 10 cookies in a pack.
Oh,
I always get one cookie. I've never had 10
in one pack.
In a pack. Oh, my God. And so all of their products are California products. And you know how people are like, look, you just heard her.
Callie.
You heard her. He makes rare snacks. So there are things that he concocts with the THC that you guys would enjoy, as well as exotic drinks. So, guys, head on over to at Smacked Snacks.
Don't you guys just hate it when you're mellow like this?
They call me Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow.
Well, I like that. Thank you. I like the little interlude.
They call me fucking Mellow Yellow. Like that bitch.
Yes. I do. I tried to go low. It wasn't that low like you. Okay. Moving on to the app of the week.
Oh, did we just do? Oh.
No, we did Instagram. App of the week. Mine is going to be Bud. B-U-D. It's a grow journal and community. So I think when you search for it, it has to be Bud, Grow, Journal, and Community, because I don't think it's just Bud. Oh, actually, it is. Just B-U-D. So just put in B-U-D. Basically, you can see people. You know, they grow their shit. It starts out as little baby tiny seeds. Hmm. And then you can see from that to, you know, how it starts from day one to about... Yeah, it lists it from day 9 to day... Looks like 82. Day 82, where it's a grown, big bud that you can apparently, it's a visual diary of your plant's life. Okay. Age requirements are 17 and above, but I mean, how would they ever know? Oh, that's not good. I shouldn't. Are you okay?
No,
I'm okay. Okay. Oh, my other gram Instagram page of the week is Kid of the Great. I just wanted to tell people about this guy because he's so great.
Go
ahead. He dances. He's so amazing.
He's shaking his ass.
KIDATHEGREAT.
He shake his ass, guys.
He doesn't shake his ass. He's like a professional dancer. Like
professional
a real.
Don't shake their ass.
He doesn't shake his ass. I thought she was braiding his hair. I was about to say, what the fuck is happening?
That was crazy.
Okay, moving on to Steph Keisha for her app of the week.
Hey guys, Steph Keisha here. So, my app of the week is called Weed Rasta Ganja Smoke Keyboard. So, this is where you can install an app on your phone that will change your keyboard to that of weed paraphernalia, mm-hmm. or if you're a fan of Jamaica or you're from Jamaica.
Do you have to call it paraphernalia?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Stop. It sounds bad.
It's like not, though.
Where's the paraphernalia?
You're not going to jail, guys. I mean, I don't know, but... don't get caught with the paraphernalia.
It's Android only. I'm sorry, iOS people. I couldn't... you bitch!
Yeah, y'all fucked up. You can't get this. So.
Okay.
You download it on your mobile phones and tablet devices if you want to set an amazing stylish skin on your keyboards. Check it out for free, and you'll never ever want to use another keyboard again. Weed Rasta Ganja Smoke, app of the week.
App of the week. So. We are moving on now to the question of the week.
Oh.
Those are all the things, right?
Because I totally was.
We did the page, strain, app,
lot. I just wasn't in the mood today.
Clearly. So let me hear what your question is. That's not nice. You hear how she always tells you guys that she's available for you and she's ready. But at least she came today. So you know what? Here you go.
What do you do when you date a man with a little penis, and then you marry that man with a little penis, and you become sexually dissatisfied, do you leave him? Do you cheat on him? What do you do?
Yeah.
Whew.
That's a hard question.
The first thing I wanted to understand is, well, if you got with him mm-hmm. and it was a small penis, mm-hmm. why did you then marry him?
Yes, I agree.
But nope, I understand when you're totally fully in love with somebody and mm-hmm. it just, like, you know, it works for the moment because you're so in love.
So I agree with that to an extent. In my opinion, keywords, my opinion.
She opinion, yeah.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get to hear this accent too
that
much.
That was me.
I feel like I went back to the island for 2 seconds. Oh, so I was like, yes, she's... take me back.
You see, guys?
Flashbacks. Okay. Okay. So here's the thing. I love sex. Like, I enjoy it. I think it's a great thing. I think everybody should have it. I actually have it tattooed on my arm for that reason. Because I feel like if people in general just had more sex, like, people would be happy. There wouldn't be so tense and, like, tight and, like, angry.
I agree.
Like, even in the wintertime, like, if everybody was just, like, fucking, but properly, you know, wear condoms so that there's you're not just overpopulating and can't take mm-hmm. care of the babies that you have because mm-hmm. we don't need any more of that. But, yeah, just, like, everybody's fucking and having a good time and enjoying life. Everything's fine. With that being said, in order for me to actually enjoy the sex, though, and since sex is important to me, mm-hmm. like, to me as a person,
yeah,
anybody else maybe, ah, oh, like, I was watching this show, and this guy was like, he's an asexual person, and he was like, I can go 2 weeks and not think about sex. I was like, oh, how do you do that? Seems unfathomable. But whatever.
She's crazy.
You no, I'm serious. Guy? Like, what the fuck would that...
No,
what
I don't...
What kind of life is that?
A ew. Sad one.
Yeah. No, thank you. But, because it's important to me, I don't think I would marry someone, much less probably even like someone with a small penis. Like, it would turn me off. It would.
So, yeah, you I wouldn't dated, be able to get past that. Had a big
that. Penis? It had a good enough size penis for me. It was not a... There has been one person where, but the funny part is in my mind, I was like, damn, why is his penis so small?
Woo!
I'm serious. But then later, like a couple of years later, you know, we interacted again and I was like, okay, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as I thought. But I think because all of the people, yes, that I have dealt with have had like pretty substantial sized penises, it was like, woo, this is a shocker. What is this? Oh my God. Lord. All right.
I agree.
I'm going to try to adjust here.
I listen.
Because you're a really cool person. So I understand how that can happen. Mm. Like, you're a really cool person. I enjoy every, you know, bit of when we're out having a good time. But then when it's, and again, see, that's what I'm saying. That's the one thing that's why I never, that person like, oh, let's date, let's be together. Da, da, da. I can't sign up for that because I know when you start touching me, in my mind, I'm thinking about, oh my God, I'm going to have to look at this small penis and then suck this small penis and act like I'm actually enjoying it. And then you're going to try to stick it in me. And then you actually have the nerve to say, oh, it's so big. That's hilarious. Like, I almost started dying when you said it while we were having sex. So I don't think that's a thing that... No, marry? No, absolutely not. Date and have fun for a little bit, and I know that this is not anything I'm taking seriously, yes.
I believe it has to be a comfortable length and width.
And whatever that is to you, because yes. Clearly it's different things to different people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. But a massive penis, oh gosh, that would be...
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think that is selective.
Mm-hmm.
What is a massive penis to you?
You didn't let me finish my sentence.
Oh, I apologize.
No, I can't finish my sentence. So
this bitch don't have the nerve to tell me I didn't let her finish as if she was going to finish and then say, oh, no, I can't anyway. You can't tell me what a massive penis is, though.
Business out there. I can't even put me...
Oh, don't do that. No.
Yeah, so...
No, thank you.
Okay.
But what is a massive penis? Can you say that?
Something that I would be like, no, I can't do.
You said or I don't something want a massive that... penis.
So that would be there's variations of massive that.
What's too big for you?
Okay.
Sorry, guys, that we're getting into this, but it's a part of the question.
No.
We have to.
I have a good one.
It's a part of it.
I have bought, I think, nine inch dildo, and it was really thick. It was really thick and long.
You bought a 9-inch dildo. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's.
It was able to stick to surfaces and stuff.
That's great.
I had to throw this dildo away. Because
it was too much.
I felt like
it was ripping your insides.
I just it just
you're falling in love with it.
Yeah. yes. So I think this was in my youth. I was like 24.
Okay.
Yeah. I threw it away. I just felt like. If I kept doing it, then my vagina would only be available to 9 inches.
And that's not very realistic.
No,
sorry.
Right? Like in this world, we live. So I loved it, but I threw it away.
Oh, that's a good question. You had a good.
Right, I threw that. So now that is mass. That's something I won't go towards unless I'm married
to it.
Now
that's too big.
Mm-hmm. 9 inches, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I could do 5.5 and better. You should have saw TT's face when I said 5. Yes, 5.5 and better. Yeah.
You missed me at 5. When you started with 5, I was like, no, I'm out. No, not me. But okay.
Yes, 5.5 and better.
I feel you.
Under 9. Under 8.
Under 9 for sure.
Under 8.
Oh, no. Not under 8 for me.
No, because that shit be hitting the cervix. Yo, and it's just us. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Let's not do this conversation right now.
Well.
On to our gossip corner. Are you going to... Not today.
You want me to do a gossip corner? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll do a gossip corner song.
I don't know. You feel like you was going to punch me in my face.
Today, it's going to be spoken and not sang.
Okay.
Welcome to Gossip Corner. We are here in Gossip Corner. We're going to fuck shit up in Gossip Corner. We're going to gossip upon gossip. Maybe throw some real shit in there and then gossip mm-hmm. some more. Mm-hmm. So welcome to fucking Gossip Corner. Gossip Corner!
That was actually great.
Yeah.
That was great.
Whatever.
I wish you would get a fucking case on that, you know... I'm going to just shut
Why?
Up.
Why? You scared it's going to drop and then it's going to be all over?
Yeah, it's going to look like mine.
Okay, let's not.
You see the top? Do you? Can you see that? It's
like no, but the screen is fine, so.
No. The screen is cracked.
I don't see that.
Cracked like an old man's okay. ass.
So I wanted to go and re-update. We'll start with this. Remember we talked about J-Lo doing the Motown tribute?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember.
Did you see that Smokey Robinson responded to, like, all the backlash about it?
He said, why talk hate or focus on hate?
He said that Motown was founded on basically everyone being included. That the founder, I guess, or something close to that, was like, I'm leaving. And he included all these people when he was leaving. So he doesn't understand why we don't want to include everyone else now. Now, and it shouldn't be only black people music. No one said that it's only black people music. But I think there's enough inclusion and J-Lo has been included in many of things. A ton of things. And I also think that black people already have a hard enough struggle, a hard enough time being accepted, not only in Hollywood, but when it comes to things like this and being asked to come and perform or stuff like that. You know, they tend to shun away or they'll use us when we're popular, but when it doesn't work for them, it doesn't work for them and they don't give a fuck about us. So, with that being said, I think that we should. Why can't it
for the fucking BET fucking Essence Awards or whatever the fuck this shit is for. It's for black people. Why the fuck can't we have some people who can really sing, like Lettucey, or I think you named a couple of really great people in the last episode that are quite available. Jasmine Sullivan, India Ari. There's so many people that you can reach out to. Where the fuck is India Ari? Nobody fucking knows. But you know what? You could have fucking reached out to her to do it, because she has a very soulful voice. Jasmine Sullivan, you could have reached out to her to do it, because she can sing a bitch under the motherfucking table. I tell you who can't. J-Lo.
No, she can't.
So why the fuck is she fucking here doing this? Yeah, include every fucking body. How about we have her do a tribute where she dances her ass off across the fucking stage? Because that's what she's good at, too. Put some fucking shoes on, bitch, and get to fucking dancing. That's inclusion. I'm not saying it like that, like, oh, tap dance for us. I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying, like...
You meant, like, put the stripper pole up, bitch.
No, I don't mean stripper pole. I mean, J-Lo is a real... Oh, I was about to say. Because I'm so really upset that it's always a fucking black person that comes and ruins shit. And that has to come and say some ignorant fucking ass shit. And they're always taking up for everybody else. How about for once we take up for our fucking selves? Everybody just take up for fucking us. How about that? Is that too fucking hard to do? Because the Jews do it, and the white people do it, the Asian people do it, the fucking Ethiopian people, they're pretty smart. Like, all of all of you guys, all so fucking smart. But these fucking American people, they're fucking stupid. They are. And I'm sorry, I'm sad to say it. Now I see why other people look at Americans and say, you guys are fucking stupid. You're fucking stupid. How dare you? Why is he making cop-outs and excuses for fucking J-Lo to be on something that is so fucking soulful and a tribute to fucking us? And how great we are. And I guess since you feel that way about an artist for another ethnicity doing a tribute to Motown, you must have hated Tina Marie, Rare Earth, and some of our other white artists. Stop hating. Motown united people, not divided them. So don't call yourself loving Motown if you're a hater and spreading the same bigotry that you so strongly oppose coming at your others for. J-Lo was great, and we at Motown love her. The beauty of Motown is that we are family made up of black, white, Hispanic. All of that is great. We had a very diverse employee roster. So I hope knowing these facts helps you get your perspective together and think about the hate you're spreading. It's not, why does it always have to be when black people just want some fucking shit for us? It's us hating everybody else. How come we can't just have our own fucking shit to ourselves? I'm going to shut up in 2 seconds, but this is some fucking bullshit.
No, you don't have to shut up.
This is some fucking bullshit. And it, like I said, it's always the fucking older people or very young, uneducated people. Because I had some arguments with people today after I said something about Adrian Broner. And we'll get to that in a moment. And him making a comment about the Gucci face thing and what's his name making a comment about it. I said it's so sad and good. The motherfuckers gonna come at me talking about, why are you talking down on people? It's not that serious, and da-da-da-da. Very uneducated young people. I can definitely tell that, because it is that serious. It's very serious when prominent millionaire fucking black people come out and say, oh, I don't care. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm going to walk in Gucci and spend some more fucking money after they said, fuck all the fucking black people. It is that fucking serious. Wake the fuck up. It's not that goddamn hard. I'm done.
No, I don't. I mean,
sorry, but what the fuck is wrong with these
the
goddamn
thing,
people?
I completely agree with you on the J-Lo thing.
Oh, we're gonna get to that. It's not even, we haven't gotten to that.
J-Lo is a black woman. She was just dropped off on another island.
That's great. That's amazing. That's wonderful. But you know, she's not a singer like the other people. No, that's my main
thing. There could have been many, many others that could have gotten a soulful voice, deep long range voices. Like, I don't understand why her voice or what propelled this, but I just feel like it was an inside job. Like, yo, you owe me this favor.
So just say it was a fucking favor then. Don't fucking come out here talking about she's great. And yeah, don't look at me like that. Like, oh, you want them to tell the truth? Yes, the fuck I do. I feel like I'm like Joe Budden sometimes. Like, everybody's looking at me like, why are you so, Because are you guys fucking stupid? Yeah, I want you to just say it was a fucking favor. And not all this other fluff shit that he's trying to tell us. Stop the hate. Ain't nobody hating on her. She can't fucking sing. It's a fact. And there are a million fucking black women who are amazing and who can sing. And that's a fact.
Yes.
Facts are facts. Shut the fuck up.
Yes. Not me. I'm not going to shut
up. Not you.
Yeah.
Of course not you. Yes. Not me. Shut up, bitch. You know I wasn't talking to you.
Yes. My mouth is dry.
You have water on the table.
I'm
going to
drink some
water. Her mouth is dry. Do you have a topic? I have more, but do you have a topic?
Chris Brown and that guy going at it on Instagram.
Quavo or Cardi's man. What's
Cardi's
his name?
Cardi's man. Offset.
Offset. There you go. Which one is the one that he told to meet me at the house and
Offset.
Gave him the address?
It's Offset.
Okay. Okay. So Offset is the one who got the most milk. Okay. I wasn't sure on that one. Sorry.
I wasn't sure what started it.
What started it is 21 Savage. And his deportation.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Brown posted a picture. And he said something like, you know, why y'all doing this? Like, you know, but it was like a funny kind of meme thing. And so Quavo said, lame. Yeah, like it's not funny,
right.
Lame.
It's not.
And Chris Brown bucked up and he was like, you got my number. You know, if you're a real man and you had a problem with it, basically, you could have hit me up. You didn't have to do this. What do they call the word?
Cap.
You don't have to be capping and clout chasing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so old. What's the words the kids say these days?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be capping and clout chasing. So, then, you know, of course he, Offset stepped in and took up for his brother. And I guess that's how we got to here.
Okay. Wow. Aren't we all a bit old to be playing this game?
Well, that's what Chris Brown said. You're a grown man. You could just text me.
We live in a social media world. They feel how they felt. You know how they are. They're going to say how they feel. That's just it. They don't hold any punches, I feel.
I agree.
And so with him posting that, he should have expected whatever he got. But to respond, to me, it's just like, for what? It's Instagram.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. That is the thing. Everybody keeps saying that. And that's the thing. You're right. You're absolutely right. Everything that you said is absolutely right, and I totally agree. But everybody has to be ready for all the responses. So, when Chris Brown posted that, you could have either, if you didn't like it, you could have not said shit and kept going about your day like, man, this nigga pussy, or I don't like that shit in my head and kept it going because we're adults. Or you could have messaged him and say, yo, nigga, why are you doing that? You know that's not cool. That's one of our niggas. Da, da, da. That's what Chris Brown said. You could have came to me as a man. You have my number. You could have hit me up. And I saw you in LA and you didn't have that same energy. That's what Chris Brown said. So, since you didn't do that, now you responded on Instagram and now you want to be capping and clout
mm-hmm.
chasing.
Mm-hmm.
So now you really want to turn up.
Okay,
and Chris Brown is ignorant. He already, not ignorant, but he's about that life. And we already know, we go into the comments, you and I, and people say shit to us. And whatever the fuck they say, we say whatever the fuck we want back. So that's what I'm saying. When we go into those comments and we say some shit, we got to be ready for
mm-hmm.
whoever comes back and says something. All right. So then it's the same thing. It ain't no different for Chris Brown.
I feel like this is a conversation.
And it ain't no different for Chris Brown. Just because he's Chris Brown. If he wants to get in on the action and have some fucking fun, and you don't like because he's having fun, and it's not funny. It's not funny at all. It's very serious. But he's also... He's not young, so we can't keep saying he's young, but he could have been high. He could have been anything. You don't know what people are living with in their four walls and what they're dealing with at that time. They're clearly in two different spaces and whatever. So, everybody has to be ready for every reaction. That's my opinion on every time it comes to social media.
He couldn't squeeze nowhere else.
No, he had to jump right on top of you and right over you. Like, it's so rude. And I tell him that all the time. It's so fucking rude.
Oh, you tell him.
All the time. It's so... Yes, I do tell him all the time. It's
wrong.
Fucking rude. He looks at me sometimes like, whatever, bitch. And keeps going. Yeah, and keeps going. We're talking about Pooplatty, the dog. Anyway, what do you think about that? So, you said what you think. You did. I don't want to keep beating the horse or whatever they call it. He can't help it.
I think. Wait, go ahead.
Oh, Okay, so I wanted to go into, because we already kind of slightly talked about it, but for 2 seconds, I want to go back into it. This whole Gucci thing.
Gucci Mane?
No, the Gucci.
Oh, Gucci.
With
the... cleaning their stuff.
Yeah. So they're sorry, and they're going to get a better team to look over their stuff and all that stuff. That's great. Soulja Boy said he's going to burn his shit up, but then Gucci sent him some stuff, and he said, shout out to Gucci. We still, you know... boycott or whatever, but they sent me this shit, so shout out to Gucci. They asked Floyd Mayweather, you clearly saw that clip, and he was like, I don't know, da 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 da, but
he says, I'm a leader, I'm not
man,
a follower.
Yeah, exactly.
And what they do,
I don't do it, I do my own thing. Like, sir, oh my god, what do you think about that?
Remember when you said, why would people say it's money?
Yes, over. I asked her earlier before we got on the podcast. I asked her, why do you think that it's more of a color, a money issue, which is the poor versus the wealthy instead of the black versus the white? Okay, now go ahead. This is what she's talking about. Go ahead.
He feels as if his money speaks for him, so he doesn't have to worry about those things.
You're absolutely right.
And he's wealthy.
You're absolutely right.
Rich.
No, he is wealthy. Floyd Mayweather.
Money, but as wealthy money.
Yeah. No, he's definitely wealthy. But he's also very ignorant, meaning he does not know the laws. He can't read very well.
I would like to say I don't think he can't read. I think he just doesn't read well out loud. I don't want to think that he just...
I said very well. I didn't say he can't read. I said very well. That's why I added that on at the end. Very well. Or maybe he can. Shit. Who knows? Either way, when you're a black person, and black like he is, he's not like light-skinned. And I'm saying that for a reason, because it does matter. I'm getting down to the real nitty-gritty. It does matter. And that's why they have these arguments about light-skinned women and dark-skinned women and all these things, and they're against each other and all this shit. It does matter, and it's sad that it matters, but it does. The closer you are to them white people, the better it is for you, and it's sad. But that's life. He is a black man, and he's sitting on TV, on social media, all these things, talking about... It's so sad, and that's what I meant in the statement that I made today on social media, is that it's so sad that so many black people are so ignorant to what's going on. And saying that you're not a follower, it has nothing to do with being a follower or a leader at this point. I wonder if he knows about Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, like any of just like the regular service people. Let's not talk about, you know, any of the other people that none of the black people know about, that certain people that want to do it, research and all of that, we find out that black people have done basically everything on the earth first. Not even any of that. Just surface shit. If you knew about just that regular shit, Harriet Tubman, the Underground Railroad, any of that, you could not get on this screen and say something like, it doesn't matter and I'm not a follower. You don't have to be a follower, sweetie. You just have to know a little bit of information and know that this is them basically making a mockery. Do you think that skull thing was okay?
Skull?
The face thing that they made with the big lips and the red thing that contributed to... Okay. So if he knew a little bit of that history and where that actually came from, maybe he doesn't. Well, he clearly doesn't. But if he did know any of it...
There was a black woman on a boat. She was on, a speedboat.
Mm-hmm.
And she had it on. She literally had the thing on over her face.
Oh, she did?
Like, I don't care.
Oh, she did? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't see that. I'm glad I didn't see it. I don't even think I want to Google mm-hmm. it. But it's just so embarrassing. It's
James
a little like...
It mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. It's mm-hmm. so embarrassing. So, I guess... So my question is, do we just leave those people there where they are?
Does this the only way they'll have an awakening is to have an awakening? There's no forcing it upon them. It has to come on their own.
I agree.
Took me a long
time. Just leave them there. Let them motherfuckers figure it out on their own. Got it. That's
you're only in control of you.
You're right.
And okay. How you react to it. Feel for it in the moment and know that you can only work on you. You can try, but know that when you do it, it's for you. It's not for them. It's for you to get them for out, and it's up to them if they want to take it and take it forward with it.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay.
Don't be mad at people. Receive it. There you go. Yeah. I start talking it wherever I go, and I see what the reception is, and then I'll stop. I just won't have certain conversations.
Because you can see based on the response. I told you
at work, they said to me, "Oh, we were able to get the boss a brand new expensive car. He drove it all the way out here. We got to make sure to get him another one."
What?
Right. Because, you know, this
man makes... Get him another one. What about yourself?
All I did was look...
Are you crazy?
I just looked at them.
They have no problem building another person up.
I didn't say a fucking...
God damn! I already knew to get him another one. Did they really say that?
Yeah, one of the girls. The one, you know, the one in
charge. That's amazing. It's just amazing to know that people have that state of mind. Okay, we're going to move on to some political shit for 2 seconds. Ted Cruz urges the Senate to make El Chapo pay for the Trump border wall.
How can they make him do it? With his frozen accounts?
I mean, they can freeze the accounts. I don't know if they can make him pay for it. Maybe they could put it in the thing.
Listen.
Because he just got sentenced, but I don't think that's a part of the sentencing is to pay for the border wall.
I'm just going to stay far away until I complete what I want to complete from the judicial system. Because it just is confusing to me, and until I could learn it.
Do you think El Chapo, because of all the bad things that he's done, should have to pay for the border wall?
Do you feel as if the United States has all the bad things that they've
done? Wait, you can't answer a question with a question. First, answer the question. Okay, because I don't either. Fuck that, nigga. He did his capitalism shit the same way y'all do. Y'all kill people all the time. We just don't know about it. I'm not saying it's right. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. By any means.
That's not.
But I'm saying pot, as you say. That's the best way I can put it.
Calling the cows pot black.
You can suck my dick. Sure, I'll go to jail. No problem. I'll go to jail and do my time and do whatever I have to do. Because, I mean, who says nobody's going to break him out in 2 years? Whatever. But either way, go send him to jail. Let him do his time. I know that he's killed people, and I am very sorry for their families and what they've had to deal with. All of those things.
Yes.
All of those things.
It's terrible.
But to say he should have to pay for the wall, fuck you and your wall, nigga. Pay for your own wall. If it's so important to you, pay for your own motherfucking wall. You got the money, he got the money. Pay for it. Mm-mm. And if you don't have the money, then shut the fuck up. What?
They gonna make us pay for that wall. It's cold.
No, they ain't gonna make us pay for no wall. I'm not paying for no wall. You...
I know, bitch. I sat here and realized that the other day, got my ass up and closer and looked at him and said,
Excuse me. Okay. So that's how you feel about the wall?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what his fixation is with this fucking wall.
It's very much of a fixation. Okay, we have two more. Hold on. Hold your horses. Oh, Cardi and the Grammys. And Nicki and BET. So that's coming next, but they're kind of infused.
I'm very happy that Cardi B won her Grammy.
Me too. You go, girl. Congratulations.
She bust her ass. I understand she didn't write her raps. I don't care. No one does.
She did bust her fucking ass. And plenty of people, Drake don't write all his rhymes either. So.
Right. This is why I'm saying I don't care. For those who are going to say, but I don't care. It's her personality that won everything over, including her busting her ass and coming forth with her talent. So I'm very proud of her. There's no negativity. I didn't watch the Grammys, guys.
Me either.
But I heard about it. I read a little
bit. I watch TV, but I'm not watching no damn Grammys. That's asking for too much.
Instagram down.
I know.
So she's retiring, is that what I heard?
I know. Well, she was tired, but she came back today.
Yeah.
She posted a picture with her and Bruno. I love it. Come back, Cardi. She said, I'm back. Of course, it's Cardi. She can't say Instagram is where she came from. Like, what? Go away from
it. So I'm very proud of her.
Okay.
What BET did with Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I was like, good. And then I thought about it because that was a little girl.
No, I think that was fucked up.
I don't even like her.
I said, and I think it was
that was the little girl in me. Mm-hmm. And then when I thought about it, I said, absolutely not. That was disgusting. And then when they covered it up and saying it was something that somebody posted, I find it reasonable. Like, you know, there's a hater and they probably getting left. They mean they quit the job or got fired. And they just like, no, let me leave with a bang. Boom, bitch.
So you believe that?
Possibly. It could be the case.
Okay. Well, I don't. I think that they let the cat out the bag and then they fucked up. So they have to say sorry. But I do think it's a possibility. Maybe. Okay. Whatever you're saying. That scenario is possible. They have to say sorry. They have to backtrack and all that shit. Because she's like, oh, fuck you guys.
Yep. She said, Young Money will no perform at any BET.
Nope. And I would do the same thing. Fuck you. I'm supposed to perform for you and make you guys look all good.
Congratulations to everyone who won a Grammy.
I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. But that's good. That was nice of her.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta stop pretty fast.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's the end.
End of the road.
Hey.
And I am gonna let go.
Hey.
Taking my ass at this app. I'm going to say goodbye to this
rap.
That was the outro, you guys.
Yep, we out. At Two Mary Janes High and BK Podcast. Please, guys, go
subscribe,
on our Instagram page.
Comment,
go on our YouTube page.
Repost.
Please come out. Listen to us. We're about to hit up some of the events. We're about to start posting at the events. Y'all come through, check us out at Tamara Jane's High and BK. We out. Later.